I'd like to dedicate this week's Parsha Shir in memory of a very special individual, Dr. Aryeh Zinkin, Aryeh Leib David, who was a pillar of the Highland Park in Edison, a Jewish community. Yehi Zichro Baruch. The Tosha Rebbe says, quoting the opening psukim of the Parsha,
when you go out to war against your enemy, Hashem, your God, will place him into your hand, and you'll take captive. So the first question that he asks is, why when talking about the psukim does it say the phrase to go out? Could just say when you fight war, when you'll fight with them. So he references the Baal HaTurim, explains that one should actually be proactive in a war, not wait for the enemy to come to you, but you go out and fight them. Another question, why does the pasuk say unesano? It should have been unesanam. Your enemies would be plural. So why is it used a lashon yochid unesano? And at the end of the parasha, we have Mechias Amalek, is in Kiseitze. Asher also lecho Amalek. You have to remember that. But what I saw, what the pasuk says, Asa lecho? It's Asa lochem. What Amalek did to all of you, you should remember it. So why is it mentioned in the Lashon Yochid? And what's the purpose in general of just remembering the Zechira that Amalek attacked us? So we go back, Parshas Beshalach, to the original attack. The pasuk reads, "Vayavo Amalek v'yilachem im Yisrael b'Refidim." So, why do you have to tell me that he came to attack us when we were in the place called Refidim? So, the Gemara is sensitive to this. Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuvav Amud Aleph and tells us, "B'Refidim shiripu atzmon midivrei Torah," like they weakened themselves from Torah, from divrei Torah. So, the way that the Tosh Rebbe explains the Chazal is to mean that they weren't fighting against their taivas haguf. They were weakening themselves. Didn't say they were over the Torah, but they weren't pushing themselves and trying to work on those particular areas. And that's a danger, because if a person's not the Mekadesh Atzmo B'motolo, he doesn't sanctify himself in those areas which technically are allowed, well then the Yetzer Hara can get in. The very beginning of Pirkei Avos tells us, the opening minute, Asu Siog L'Torah, make fences for the Torah. Why do you have to make fences? Wouldn't it just be enough? Okay, red light, green light. I can do this, I can't do that. But no, you have to make a fence in even those areas that technically might be permitted not to do them. Famous story with the Baal HaTanya, the Rebbe doesn't bring it, but there's a story when one of his chassidim went to him, and the Rebbe told him, Vusas Torah's Tormenisht, Vusas Megmedarfmenisht, that what is prohibited, and what's permitted is not necessary. So that's an idea, that what's permitted is not necessary. We don't need all that. We have to sanctify ourselves, even those areas where technically speaking we could indulge in. The Rebbe continues along this theme and quotes the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Hamid Beis, that the famous statement that the Yetzer Hara gets to us by doing one little step at a time. Today, the Yetzer Hara tells a person, do this small avera. Then the next day tells you, do this small avera. And it becomes like a snowball effect, and it gets bigger and bigger, and in the end, Chas V'Shalom, a person's worshipping Avodah Zarah. But if the Jews are Mekadesh themselves in areas of Heter, then doesn't have any room for them. There's no opening for the Yetzer Hara to get to us. But that's what Amalek did. As the Chazal tells us, Asher Korcha, Korcha is a Lashon of Tumah, that we weren't sanctifying ourselves. And because of that, he was able to take action against us. So we think about this. What happened before Matan Torah? In Parshas Yisro, the Chumash tells us, Vayisu me refidim. They journeyed from Refidim. They left that place. V'yavo Midbar Sinai. They came to Midbar Sinai. V'yachnu b'Midbar v'yachnu v'yichan sham Yisrael neged har. We camped there to be mekabel the Torah. So we had to leave that place of Refidim. Rashi HaKodesh tells us that it's because we did it in a way of tshuva. But it means leaving that place of not working on our midos, of not trying to push ourselves and trying to control those areas of our life that technically might be allowed, but to nevertheless sanctify ourselves. And with this, the Tosh Rebbe gives a fascinating insight into the famous phrase of Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah. So, literally, Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah means that, proper conduct, way being a mensch, takes a precedence before you can get to the Torah. So the Rebbe writes, Pirush, it means like this, Ki hanhagas be'inyone Derech Eretz. The way the person acts in regards to Derech Eretz, Hainu be'inyonim gashmim, in terms of physical things in this world, material items, hi hakdama v'hachon l'kiyam haTorah.
That's the introduction and the preparation in order to fulfill what it says in the Torah. Ki'im ha'adam eina oisig ben yonei derech eretz b'kedusha v'tahara. Because a person does not work, occupy himself in derech eretz, in these areas of gashmius, with kedusha, with holiness and tahara, with purity, e'ef sharlo l'kayim es ha'torah. It's impossible to keep the Torah. So that's what we see from this idea of fighting a malek. Now, a malek is a parsh b'fnei atzmo, but we understand the Torah is eternal, and the Torah applies to every single one of us at all times, at all places that we find ourselves. So there's a milchama with a malek for all of us on our level. And that's the idea that the Rebbe quotes, that we have a Yetzer Hatov on the right side of our heart, and we have a Yetzer Hara on the left side. And they're fighting. We're all fighting a Molech in our heart. So how do we do that? What do we have to do? So the Pasuk tells us, Vayisu me refidim. When we leave that place of refidim, that place of not trying to sanctify ourselves in those areas of permissible areas, so that's what it means. That we're not working on those. The Pasuk says, Asher asah L'cha Amalek, what he did to you. You need to remember this. You need to remember and constantly fight this battle inside of you. Kadesh atzmecha b'mutter l'cha. What's mutter to you? Remember what Amalek did to you. That's not just, for Yechidei Segula. That only really high people, big B'nai Aliyah, they're the ones who have to work on these areas. Every single one of us have to do it. You know, he quotes in the Chovas HaLevavos, that there's a mashal he gives that the war that's being talking about in our parsha, right? He says to the Melchom, when you go out to war, the war is really the war against the Yitzhahara. And the Chavos Levavos brings a story of a chassid who returns home from a war. He had a lot of bounty with him, and they tell him, you've come home, you're returning from a Melchama Katana, from a small war. Now it's time to prepare yourself for the Melchama Gedola, for the great big war. What is the great war that a person has to think? Tanks and guns and parachuters. The larger, greater, more difficult war is the battle one fights that we all fight with our Yetzihara. That's the Kiseitze, to go out and battle with him. In those areas of Inyani Heter, those things where a person doesn't stuff themselves at a smorgasbord, a person doesn't overeat, doesn't indulge in Gashmias, that's what we have to do. As Rashi says, the psukim in this parsha are talking about milchemes reshus, and what does it mean milchemes reshus? It means the war that one fights in those optional areas of life, in those areas of life that are reshus. That's where we have to fight and control ourselves. Now, based upon this, the Rebbe goes ahead and answers why it says unisano. He will place it. The Gemara in Brachos is based upon that not only when we are victorious by controlling us, that Hashem will, so to speak, convert the Yetzer Hara into a Yetzer Tov. That we've taken these taivas, these drives that we have, and we use them to elevate ourselves and to refine ourselves, and that's what it means. Unesano, he will place it, meaning, referring to the Yetzer Hara, he'll place into us. And that's an important idea to think about now, as we're in the middle of Chodesh Elul, preparing ourselves these days, the Yomim Noroyim. The Rebbe quotes a pasuk in Iyov, which Amarti Yomim Yidaberu, that there are Yomim Yidaberu, there are days that speak. There are days that call to us. And this special time period of Chodesh Elul, they're calling to us to prepare ourselves. How do we prepare for ourselves? That's what the Parsha is all about. By reading Mechiyas HaMalek in this week's Parsha, Kiseite is preparing ourselves. Now a person's Yitzhar could come along and say, look, all this is not necessary. It's a midas chasidus. It's over the top. It's too much. You're fafrumt. Don't worry about being a kaddish. Atzmecha b'mutalcha. Don't worry about that. It's enough. You learn a little. You daven a little. Okay, and that's how it goes. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom to think that each one of us doesn't have a chiv to be mitar ourselves, to be mekadish ourselves. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Aleph, tells us we're b'nei melachim. We have to picture ourselves as a melech. What does it mean to be a melech? What does it mean to be a melech? Rabbi Yaakov Shechter and others explained that a melech rules over his taivas. An eved has his taivas rule over him. So who's in control? Is the cheesecake controlling me, or am I controlling the cheesecake? If I'm a melech, then I can say no. If I'm an eved, then one thing drags me to the next. Another important yesod we see from this parsha is the idea of kedushas hayesod. That's very much connected to the inyan of a melech. And the Bris HaMa'or and the Bris HaLoshen are intertwined. That when a person speaks in a refined way, speaks about refined things, that has an impact and that affects the Kedushas HaBris as well. He ends off quoting a beautiful statement from the Kedushas HaLevi, Reb Levi Yitzhak ben Sara Sasha, Zechusa Yogin Aleinu, that we say by the Yom Kippur davening, Anu Mole Avun, V'yata Mole Rachmim, Hashem, we are filled with sin, but you're filled with Rachmim, with compassion. So says the Kedushas HaLevi, how much are we filled with? How much space does our physical body take up? Okay, whatever it is, 5 feet, 6 feet, however much it is. But that's the extent of Mole Avon. But you, Hashem, you fill the whole universe. And you're Mole Rachmim. Your Rachmim is unestimate. You can't estimate how big it is. So that's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush, and it's also a tremendous Chizik for us, that we realize how much love HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. And there's nothing that a parent gets more of seeing nachas from his children. So Mirat Hashem, we should make a nachas for Avinu Shebashamayim by working on ourselves, being Mekadosh ourselves, and by fighting that Melchama with our Yetzirah.